Good morning and welcome. This is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh.
We also have with us Lisa Hankins. Sorry, she's the Regional Director of Marketing with American Senior Communities. And Stacey Hedges, Director of Marketing at Danville Regional Rehabilitation Center. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I know a lot of times we talk about compassion fatigue here on Caregiver Crossing, and we hear those words or we hear caregiver burnout. And when we hear that, what exactly do those words mean to us?
Well, from our perspective, again, it is folks. They're obviously put in a situation that they're caring for a loved one. So it's not only takes a toll on them emotionally, but also physically. So there's a lot of different things that you can kind of see through their behavior. From folks from the outside looking in can kind of see that. And if the caregiver themselves kind of take a step back, they can also see this. Sometimes this caregiver burnout, again, it is very easy. I've gone through this myself. It's very easy to become a little bit angry at the person just because you are frustrated with the person that you're caregiving for, because you don't know all the answers, and it's a very tough situation. But again, also sometimes social withdrawal. We feel like caregivers feel like they can't leave the one that they're caring for to continue on with their own social life. So you do see a lot of different things such as anxiety, depression, and exhaustion kind of creep in as well.
I know that everybody is different, but for you, Stacey, how soon did burnout creep into your life after when you were caregiving?
And it was between myself and my mom, and I watched my mom be kind of the direct and primary caregiver initially, and it came in, you know, very quickly, just even from the little things. She would show her frustration with, you know, even my grandma, that, oh, she's forgetting this, she's forgetting that, and I'm like, Mom, you have to step back and kind of take a look. She can't control it. So it did, you know, certainly the symptoms and kind of the caregiver burnout, it can come on a lot more quickly and creep up on folks before they even know it.
I think it's hard when you're in that situation because you're just head down, right? You're doing the best you can do, and you're head down trying to get through every moment of every day. And it's not just caregiving. You're trying to be daughter, or you're trying to do laundry. You're trying to do your job.
Yeah.
You're trying to make a salad.
It's a lot. And women in particular, because that kind of is the face of a caregiver, right? Numbers wise.
Adult women.
And again, we think we can handle it all. We can handle it all. And it's not in us, I don't think, to actually complain about
right.
it. This is what we feel like is our job.
Sure. And I think included in that is kind of how these women end up in the sandwich generation. And I do see the caregiving for our adult loved ones, just it is very similar to caregiving for our children at times.
Yeah.
We feel like we want to be super mom or super child, you know, to our maybe it's a parent, it's a loved one. And we're all doing the best we can, but it's hard, you know, to keep our head above water sometimes.
What advice do you all have? You know, Lisa, I don't know if you want to speak to this. What advice do you have for people who are in a caregiving situation?
I think in a caregiving situation, one of the things that we see that is primarily important, number one, is the safety and well-being of the person that they're caring for. But for a caregiver, you know, getting back to that relationship that they had initially with that loved one. So being able to be a daughter again, a spouse again, and allowing professionals to come in and take care of that person who have, you know, been trained, and we have specialized programs and things like that. So I think that is primarily one of the most important things that I have seen in my career, is being able to maintain that relationship or get back to it.
I think that's key, and letting other people help. I mean, you have to let other people be a part of the caregiving, whether, like you're saying, professionals mm-hmm. or other family members. I know I was just last week very honored and blessed to help care for a friend who had a major surgery, and her family had come in. She had a sibling and some nieces and come in and visit. And I intentionally removed myself and said, you know, I'm going to step out. And you all, I knew exactly what to do, but they needed to be there to be able to love on her.
Right.
I mean, that was why they came. And so as hard as it was for me to step away and allow someone else to step in, I knew they all needed that as much as much as she did, if that makes sense. That's how they wanted to love her. And I think as the caregiver, whether it's for 5 days or it's for 50 years, you know, we have to let other people be a part of the care.
And I think that's probably one of the most difficult things for caregivers to do, is to allow somebody else in, because we've either, you know, we've grown up and that is what we give back to our parent, or we've taken a vow and that's what we're supposed to do for a spouse. But we forget sometimes that in that there's it's so much more complex. And so it is important to allow the professionals to come in and assist and give their expertise and allow all of us combined to live a full, healthy life.
Do you all, Stacy, at Danville Regional Rehabilitation Center, do you all offer respite care?
We do, absolutely. And again, we offer that whether on our skilled nursing side, but also we do have specifically Augusta's Cottage, which is our skilled memory care unit out here that is both, it is private pay and also Medicaid certified. But again, we offer respite care. It could be anywhere, you know, 2 days up to 30 days. But again, that is a nice time for the caregivers to recharge. Maybe it's just for truly a mental break and just for them to kind of catch up maybe on some medical appointments themselves, or even to travel even out of state or out of the city to a graduation or a wedding or a well-deserved vacation.
You know, in this day and age, we talk a lot about the mental health of Americans, of people all over the world, the mental health. And some call it a crisis. Some call it there's a depression. I would imagine, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Stacy, but how close is caregiver burnout to actually those first symptoms that there's depression setting in, a real depression?
I think, again, there are a lot of folks that are in the caregiving position that it is something that whether it triggers or it kind of sends them down that path, it is something that is not unheard of. But again, it is easy for any of us if we are, you know, being socially withdrawn and not being able to fulfill our, you know, what we had been doing on our own daily basis to fulfill our own purpose. I feel like that could easily creep in. And so, again, just I think the caregiver burnout, just to work on preventing that and being more proactive and getting the education out as your program is doing, and just making sure that it is okay to ask for help up front and early on. Because again, sometimes we see a lot of times having to actually care for the actual caregivers due to whether it's physical or emotional needs from burnout.
Well, there is actually research out there that says oftentimes the caregiver is the one who gets ill or passes away before the loved one does.
Really?
Yeah. And so it is no joke, folks, that we've got to take care of ourselves. I look at how many times I've been sick in the last couple of years and caring for other people. I mean, here as I'm like sneezing and coughing in the background here, you know?
Right. I mean,
it just happens.
It seems like it should happen. It could happen so easily because of limited hours of sleep to begin with, and the stress and not eating well and not looking after yourself.
So if you need me, I will be sleeping for the next 30 days at Danville Regional Rehabilitation Center.
Can I call you there? Or
no. No, don't call me. Call Stacy. Call Stacy Hedges, Director of Marketing, but don't call me. Stacy, on that, we've got to go, but what is the number for you there?
The best number I have for us out here is 317-745-5451. And we do have an upcoming Augusta's Cottage open house for our memory. It's an open house for our memory care unit, April 7th from 4 to 6:30 p.m.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Lisa. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.